When an individual stands alone and is extremely outspoken or controversial, it is expected that there will be repercussions from those who do not like them or what they say. Some will criticise the individual, but most will operate behind the scenes by speaking adversely or spreading rumours to anyone that will listen. It is also expected that work or business interests will be adversely affected. Adverse comments about the individual's business or boycotts, both individual and group organised, can have a serious adverse impact. However, this is just human nature when they don't like someone. When the critics are those who strongly support such concepts as equity, alternative views, and freedom of speech, I become quite concerned. To prevent equitable access to an individual for any reason, to belittle them because they have alternative views that are different to the majority, and to try to silence them by blocking their access to government services is completely hypocritical. It seems the true position is that equity, alternative views, and freedom of speech are only acceptable to these critics if they are in line with their own ideas. For an individual to experience adverse treatment from a local authority is pretty unbelievable to most. Most just do not want to believe this goes on. Blocking some access here and there, placing some onerous conditions on an individual, or delaying some processes indefinitely can have a detrimental effect. Even allowing some to undertake an activity but preventing another from doing it is a common tactic used, which I call discriminatory enforcement. There is very little avenue for assistance or recourse. When this adverse treatment extends to state authorities, things begin to look very ugly. The New South Wales Police Force has extensive powers and a huge budget and is extremely difficult to challenge successfully. Speaking out about poor policing can be very detrimental to one's health and finances, as they may be dragged before the courts for any number of reasons. There is even less avenue for assistance or recourse when taking on the New South Wales Police Force as an individual. The lower court seems to have a tendency to accept the evidence of police officers, time and time again, even when there are no independent witnesses, no surveillance device material, and very different versions of events. These differing versions often involve injuries to the individual that resulted from allegations involving very minor offences from police. There is no need to physically handle someone. The higher courts seem to think the opposite, and have often advised extreme caution when accepting the evidence of police in such situations. Why is no one listening to our experienced judges? When a department of such a state authority moves to have an individual declared a risk to public safety without providing a reason, alarm bells really start ringing. When there has been matter after matter after matter commenced by the New South Wales Police Force, but the individual continues to successfully defend each matter, someone should be asking questions whether there are personal issues involved. These questions should certainly be asked when the individual does not have a criminal record and has held various licences and a title for many years requiring regular national police clearances. This situation arose last week when inquiries were made about a 6-week delay in having firearms and a firearms licence returned following an apprehended domestic violence order application by one business owner over another. An interim order was agreed to while the matter was awaiting hearing. Following the applicant being directed to seek mediation by the magistrate when the matter last went to court for a scheduled hearing, voluntarily accepting a further interim order was refused. Rights had already been adversely affected more than was considered reasonable by the respondent. The magistrate declined to make a further order, and the applicant solicitor did not request one. Following the inquiry, the New South Wales Police Firearms Registry made some calls. They confirmed that there was no order in place, but then moved to continue holding the licence, stating a new reason being because police have charged the applicant with a further offence that is currently before the court. The alleged offence involves a second resisting arrest charge at Lismore Police Station. The first was successfully defended and dismissed in the District Court. The registry were advised that this was not a prescribed offence and was not grounds for holding a licence. After a further delay, the registry stated they would now seek to have the respondent declared a risk to public safety, and the issuing of a licence would be contrary to the public interest based on unknown, unchallenged, or unproven information they have in their system. This latest tactic allows them to do this without providing any reason at all. The registry was clearly reaching. This has now become a situation where an individual is guilty until proven innocent, but they cannot prove their innocence since no reason needs to be provided for a finding of guilt. It is time people open their eyes to see the society we actually live in. Being unpopular is not a crime, but can see you punished far more than a serious criminal. You are listening to 92.9 River FM. I'm Big Rob. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast, and you can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.